News stories, London Landmarks half marathon, advert. The approximate length of this recording is 5 minutes.
News. Forward Magazine. Thank you for your views. In our spring-summer edition, we asked you to complete a reader's survey as we were keen to get your thoughts on this magazine. What you love, what we can do differently, or what you'd like to read more about. We are very grateful to the 3,000 readers who took the time to fill in the survey. Feedback about the magazine was overwhelmingly positive, with the comment, "Keep up the good work," appearing often. Some of you raised interesting points, such as the plastic bag that the standard print version of this magazine is sent in. We'd like to take this opportunity to assure you that this bag is fully degradable in landfill conditions, and we are looking into a compostable alternative. Meanwhile, we're working on which of your suggestions we might be able to incorporate in future editions of the magazine. Included here is a photograph of the front cover of this issue of Forward Magazine. Betty Brown, 1929 to 2019. It is with deep sadness that the guide dog's family said goodbye to Betty Brown, MBE, from Melrose, one of the most prolific and longest-serving puppy walkers in guide dog's history. It started in 1966 when Betty read an article about the urgent need for volunteers to instill basic obedience in would-be young guide dogs. Along with her late sister Alison, Betty set an incredible 98 puppies on their journeys to becoming life-changing guide dogs in a period spanning more than 50 years. Betty was also chairperson for the Roxburgh fundraising group, which raised hundreds of thousands of pounds for guide dogs. In 2010, guide dogs recognised the sisters' contribution and invited them to lay the foundation stone at the new National Breeding Centre in Leamington Spa. Included here is a photograph of Alison and Betty Brown, each holding a basket of flowers. Site Advice FAQ Site. Guide Dogs has collaborated with RNIB, Visionary, VICTA, Fight for Sight and Vision UK to build a website to provide people who are blind or partially sighted with easy-to-access, high-quality information about sight loss. Working in partnership, the charities have shared their expertise to create the site. www.sightadvicefaq.org.uk, which pulls together content from across the sector. The Sight Advice FAQ portal answers questions about living with sight loss, eye health, or being newly diagnosed with a sight condition. Visitors to the website can type their question into the search box on the page or use the menu to find the information or advice they are looking for. Kirsty Bauer, Guide Dogs Director of Skills, Information and Support Services, said, "The Sight Advice FAQ portal is a fantastic resource which we've been proud to be part of. Included here is the logo for the Sight Advice FAQ website." Brexit and having a guide dog. Guide dog owners need to be aware of the changes to regulations for pet travel, which will affect the way they are able to travel with their guide dogs within the EU following Brexit. The government has issued official travel guidance that all pet owners, including guide dog owners, need to follow to ensure they can still travel to the EU. It's important that guide dog owners are aware of this latest official travel advice, as it may require guide dog owners to plan their travel 4 months in advance. Guide dog owners should visit www.gov.uk/guidance/pet-travel-to-europe-after-brexit for the latest official advice. Alternatively, contact the Pet Travel Scheme helpline for more information on 0370 241 1710 or email pettravel@afa.gov.uk. Spelt PETTRAVEL at APHA.gov.uk. Included here is a photograph of a black Labrador guide dog waiting at the curb with its owner. inset is an image. On the left is half of the Union flag. On the right is half of the EU's 12-star flag. Guide Dogs Cymru keep chasing pavements. Guide Dogs Cymru have been invited to join a new Welsh Government task force set up to look at ways of tackling pavement parking. The division of responsibilities between Wales and Westminster means that powers on pavement parking are unclear, and the group will examine what the Welsh Government can do to address the problem without a new law. This could include changes to the way in which parking offences are handled within existing regulations. The group will report to the Welsh ministers by June 2020. Included here is a photograph of Guide Dogs Cymru engagement officer Nathan Foy and his black Labrador guide dog Mason, with Deputy Transport Minister for Wales Lee Waters. Guide Dogs Wedding Favours. Are you getting married in the near future and wondering if there's a way to support guide dogs on your big day? Since 2010, Guide Dogs Northern Ireland have been supplying couples throughout the UK with beautiful handwritten wedding favour cards, pins and gifts. This is a lovely opportunity to mark your special day and change lives at the same time. For more information and details on how to order, type wedding favours in the search box at the top of www.guidedogs.org.uk. If you have any questions, please email weddings@guidedogs.org.uk. Included here is a photograph of a guide dog's wedding favour with a bow, a ribbon and a guide dog's logo.
One in five people with sight loss miss or avoid train journeys. We launched a poll in August revealing how inaccessible rail travel is for people with sight loss, with one in five saying that they have missed or deliberately avoided travelling by train. The common issues cited in the survey were poorly designed infrastructure, 60%, lack of in-station support by rail staff, 54%, and finding assigned seats on board trains, 66%. The poll demonstrates the need for the government to make the improvements promised in last year's inclusive transport strategy. Clive Wood, Policy and Campaigns Manager at Guide Dogs, said, "We are calling on the government to uphold commitments made as part of the inclusive transport strategy. Everyone with sight loss deserves to be able to travel with the same level of confidence as any other passenger." Included here is a photograph of a guide dog owner with his black Labrador guide dog having his ticket checked at the barrier as he leaves the platform at a railway station. Forfar welcomes some very special guests. In July, we were honoured to welcome the Earl and Countess of Wessex and their invited guests to our Forfar Regional Centre in celebration of the royal couple being given the Scottish titles the Earl and Countess of Forfar earlier this year by the Queen. The special guests were given a demonstration of guide dogs in training and were welcomed by local guide dog owner Alan, long-standing Forfar volunteers Clemmer and Maureen, volunteer puppy walkers Gareth and Liz with black Labrador Soapy, and two local young children, Natasha and Logan, who are supported by our children and young people team. Included here are three photographs. The first is of the Earl and Countess of Wessex stroking a black Labrador puppy in training. The second and third photographs are of the Countess of Wessex cuddling and stroking a German Shepherd puppy in training. New Custom Eyes Book Club is a meteoric success. Six children with vision impairments at a primary school in Portsmouth have launched their own reading club called Meteor Eyes. Nathan, James, Matilda, LJ, Yuvraj and Max from Craneswater Junior School meet regularly to play vision-impaired sport, create tactile art and read and share their favourite books like Harry Potter and Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The children have different levels of vision and had support forming the group from their teaching assistant, Kaz Gilmore. Kaz said, "Their confidence has grown because they've been able to do exactly what everybody else does, which makes them and me so happy." Yuvraj, who's 10, says Custom Eyes books have helped him to learn alongside his classmates. We're just as good at maths and spelling. We're just as good as everyone else. All we need is the right equipment. You can find the video at www.tinyurl.com/meteoreyes, spelt M-E-T-E-O-R-E-Y-E-S. Included here is a photograph of Nathan, James, Mathilda, LJ, Yuvraj and Max holding books and jumping up in their school playground. Welcoming a different Archie Harrison into the world. In honour of the birth of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's son, Guide Dogs named one of its guide dog puppies Archie Harrison after the Golden Retriever was born on the same day as the royal baby. By further coincidence, puppy Archie Harrison's mum is called Winnie, as in Windsor. His grandmother is Madge, as in Majesty, tying the puppy even closer to the House of Windsor. Tricia Plenderleith from Solihull in the West Midlands is the devoted volunteer who looks after six-year-old Winnie, nursing her throughout her pregnancy and her litter during their first weeks of life. Tricia said, "It did feel incredibly special to celebrate a birth alongside the royal family. When both Winnie and the Duchess of Sussex's due dates were approaching, I did wonder whether it would happen." Included here is a photograph of guide dog puppy Archie Harrison standing in a field. Stenoline puppy. A guide dog puppy with strong links to Anglesey in North Wales has returned to the island as a fully qualified working dog. Golden Retriever Storm is one of seven puppies named by the passengers and crew of the Stena Adventurer, which sails between Holyhead and Dublin. Passengers donate via two onboard collecting boxes, and each Stena puppy has been given a nautical name, such as Skipper or Bosun. Storm's owner, Lynn, said, "This is my first guide dog, and he's made a big difference to my life. It's such a coincidence. He's ended up working just 20 minutes from the port of Holyhead." Included here is a photograph of Lynn crouching down next to her guide dog, Storm. Guide dogs. Join hashtag Team Guide Dogs at the London Landmarks Half Marathon 2020. When? Sunday, 29th of March, 2020. Where? Pall Mall, London, United Kingdom. Registration fee, £30. Fundraising target, £350. Make every step count by grabbing your place today. Visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/London Landmarks. Call 0345 143 0200 or email events@guidedogs.org.uk. Included here is a photograph of someone dressed in a dog suit with the Guide Dogs logo at last year's London Landmarks Half Marathon.